The control group contains scenes of realistic violence and graphic sexuality. It is intended for mature listeners.
Eden County Sheriff's Office.
This is Ken Bailey at the Dixie Hotel over on Highway 29. There's been an accident. You see, one of our guests has fallen from a window onto the pool deck.
How far did he fall? Is it a man or a woman?
A man. He fell from a room. He was on the fifth floor, 512.
We're sending an ambulance now. Dispatch 2, first available rescue to the Dixie Motel on 29. Cars in the vicinity? Are you there, Ken?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know the victim's name?
Yes, we looked in his wallet. I hope that's
it's
okay.
It's fine, Ken, but try not to move him or otherwise disturb
Ronald
him.
Ronald Grant, he's from Columbus.
Is he responsive? All right.
Yes, I don't think he is.
All right, Ken.
That's why we took his wallet.
Now, he fell from the fifth floor. What did he land on?
The pool deck, a metal lounge chair.
When you say pool deck, what is that exactly?
It's concrete. The pool deck, it's concrete.
Fifth floor onto concrete?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Did he jump or fall? Do you have any way of knowing why?
I don't think he didn't fall. I don't see how he could.
What do you mean?
Because...
Ken? Are you with me?
Because he came through the window, through the glass. He all tangled.
Through the glass?
Curtains.
Has he been conscious at any time?
That's right.
Have you been able to get any information from him?
No. I don't think...
All right, Ken.
I mean,
have you asked him what happened?
He tried.
All right. Hold the line, please.
David 3. I'm in the southwest corner. You might want to 10-5 the sergeant. Come have a look at this. Alley by the parking garage. Bring the night manager, if he's around.
Roger that.
Hey, what's up, Lee? What you got?
We barred all the doors. Got someone in the stairwell. Ground level. Wanted to get out. They saw the lights, ducked back in.
Did you get a look at him?
No, they're lying low.
Okay, good. Hey. He thinks we got somebody trapped in the stairwell.
Hey, Ken. Ken. Could they get back into the hotel?
No, these are fire escapes, so they lock on all the floors except the lobby.
No roof access?
No, sir.
Any place they could be hiding in there?
On this level, there's a stairwell going down, but it dead ends on a basement door. Two floors down.
What are we waiting on? Unjam the door and let's go take him.
Don't you think we ought to,
you. Over there. Hands where I can see them. Don't
what
move.
What are you doing? I wasn't doing
hands
anything.
Hands against the wall.
I'm just trying to leave.
There she goes. There she
grab
goes.
Her, grab,
grab
her.
Her.
Don't let her get to the next landing. Look around.
Put your hands up where I can see them.
You want Steve?
Get your goddamn hands off of me. I hurt him.
Man,
Christ.
Just relax and do as you're
no.
told.
No, I'm not doing anything. Tell me what you want. Don't touch me. Just don't touch me.
Steve, you want to give me a hand here?
You don't need his help. You just have to tell me what it is you want to know. I'm perfectly willing to answer your questions. You don't have to force me.
Put your hands on the wall.
I want to talk to the person in charge.
Grab her other arm.
Let go of me.
She's not going to listen.
Stop it. You can't touch me. You don't have the rights.
You hear that, Steve? She says we can't touch her. Show her.
Are you going to regret this? Why are you going to regret this? You do not have the right to touch me.
All right, why don't you tell me what's going on?
I'm trying to. Okay, all right, look at my purse. There's a card with a number on it. Call the number on the card.
You can call your lawyer once you're formally detained.
No, it's not a lawyer, but it's someone who could... He'll fix all this.
Baby, President Kennedy himself couldn't get you out of this fix. Unless you're innocent. And then, what do you gotta worry about?
You really don't know who you're dealing with.
Educate me. Why don't we start with your name? Your name. All right. You had your chance.
Okay, we're coming up.
Found dead on the night of August 14th at the Dixie Hotel in Birmingham. The body was identified as that of 46-year-old Ronald Grant, a businessman from Columbus, Ohio. The police have released no further details on the circumstances of Grant's death, pending a full investigation. In world news, tensions continue to mount over the isolation of Soviet-occupied East Germany. Citing the failure to obtain a peace treaty at the Vienna summit, Premier Khrushchev has ordered the closure of the
In the field of psychiatric medicine, it was an exciting time. A time of innovation and discovery. A time when mental health institutions struggled to redefine themselves, to become something more than repositories of the sick. Unorthodox methods and aggressive therapies were not only permitted, but encouraged. This is a record of that time. This is the control group.
This is admissions interview with patient Myers Karen. The date is September 18th, 1961. Also present is ward head nurse Virgie Wilburn. Hello, Karen. I won't keep you. Just want to have a little chat. See how you're settling in, okay?
Sure.
Age 26, average weight. Height, health, appetite normal?
Yeah.
Sleep okay?
Well, they brought me in at 3 a.m. and woke me up at 7.
We'll call that a no. Fair report from ward nurses. Socializing? What would you say, Virgie?
Not much opportunity yet, doctor, but I will have Charlotte show her around the ward.
Good girl. Oh, what can you tell us about the circumstances that brought you here?
Huh?
Why were you arrested?
Listen, I'm innocent. This is all just a big misunderstanding.
I didn't ask if you were innocent or guilty. That's for the court to decide. I simply asked why you were arrested, okay? What was the charge?
Well, this guy had an accident and died. He killed himself. And... for whatever reason, they don't want to call it a suicide, since I was there and I saw what happened. They're putting the blame on me, and they're trying to They're trying to pin it and turn it into something more serious, and I had nothing to do with it. I swear.
Fair enough. So, you understand you're not here to be punished. Don't think of this as incarceration.
Does that mean I can leave?
You're here for examination and evaluation. Once you've settled in, we'll have another chat and determine the best plan of treatment. Okay?
Sure.
This concludes admission interview for Myers Karen.
Dr. Hayes?
Hmm.
Just so there's no doubt in your mind, I want you to know that I intend to cooperate with you to the fullest.
I appreciate that, Karen.
And I'll do anything that's required of me, as long as it makes me better and brings me closer to being released.
Released?
Yeah.
You just got here. Besides which, Karen, you were put here by the court. It's not really my decision when you're ready to be released.
Well, you make a recommendation, don't you? I mean, after the evaluation, after your evaluation.
I do.
Okay, then. Well, I'm not asking for special treatment. I just want something to work towards, you know? To show you my willingness to cooperate. And in order to do that, I need you to tell me, to show me what it is you want me to do.
Miss Myers, listen to me. I've seen your file. I know who you are. I know what you are. And I assure you, whatever tricks you play with men on the outside, well, those tricks are not going to work here. What I want is to see you free of the symptoms of your particular illness, nothing more.
I'm not sick.
Yeah, if you're perfectly well, we'll make a note of that in your records and send you right back to the courts.
No,
have
doctor,
you back
I, no,
before
that's
a judge in less than 2 weeks. How's that sound? So, don't you get too comfortable here. But while you're here, we ask for your cooperation and expect to receive it. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
You may go. Just a second, Perjury. She shouldn't be here, you know.
No, she shouldn't.
I'm supposed to not just, on top of everything else, drop everything, do a full E&E on a criminal case.
I'm certain that's exactly why they decided to dump her here in the middle of the night.
Yeah, well. Where are we on the morning schedule?
We're set. I just need to go call an attendant from the men's ward.
Fine. Virgery.
Sir.
This new girl, Karen. There's no reason she should be treated any differently from the others. Let's get her ECT regimen started today.
Don't you think we should at least put her...
No, we had our chat. I've seen what I needed to see.
Very well, Doctor.
Right.
Shortly, you may have noticed we have a new resident among us. Her name is Karen. It's her first day on the ward. Let's give her some time to get adjusted. It's Wednesday, the 13th of September, and it's going to be a glorious day.
Karen?
Yeah?
I'd like to introduce you to Charlotte.
Hello.
Charlotte is one of the senior residents here at New Canaan. And I'd like you to spend a little time with her this morning. Just to help you get oriented.
Would you do that for me?
I guess.
Good. Then I'll leave you girls to it.
Hi. Hi. You want to take a little walk? Sure.
Thank you for your patience, ladies. We're going to start with Roberta and Carol. Please come on.
Well, this is the day ward where you'll spend most of your time. Is this your first time in an institution?
Yeah, it is.
It's not so bad, really. If you can just find something to keep your mind occupied. You know, there's jigsaw puzzles, a few games. There's some old magazines.
Oh my God.
So there's group therapy once a day and ECT 3 times a week. If you ever want to skip the group, just say you have cramps and don't feel up to it. They'll let you off. Just don't do it too often. They'll start keeping track of your cycle. No kidding. They have a little calendar for menstrual complainers.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What else? We do calisthenics in the sunroom after breakfast.
Yeah, I saw that.
And that just about sums it up.
So what do you do all day?
We watch television.
You're kidding.
Oh, 9 o'clock. Time for Women's Whirl. It's our favorite.
A flatter form dress pattern made to fit and flatter all women's shapes. If you're looking to hide some of those trouble spots you can't seem to get rid of, I know I am. Oh, now, hundreds of women have sworn by this dress style.
I mean, we used to all have jobs. They called it occupational therapy. There was cooking and sewing. New Canaan even had its own lumber mill and apple orchard. Our cider was the best in the state. But then some do-gooder felt like the hospital was exploiting the mentally ill, so they got rid of all the work programs. So they took away our jobs. They took away my garden. There's a greenhouse up by the founder's mansion, but I can't bear to look at it. It makes me so sad. But we do get to watch television.
Irene. Please don't keep the doctor waiting, Irene.
Oh, Irene. Someone's not in a participatory mood today.
Diva and Lane, please come up.
What's this?
Hmm? Oh, this is ECT. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Who's Grath?
He's the big fella there. He's an attendant from the men's ward. They bring him downstairs just to maintain order on ECT days.
Oh.
You're never allowed to be alone with Grath.
Why not?
Well, that's the rules, and if he ever tries to take you to a private place, just get one of the nurses.
Right.
Really, Karen. Don't be alone with him.
Okay.
Rough. I'm really
okay,
sorry.
What's going on?
Don't be scared, okay?
What? What is ECT?
Listen, Karen, you're gonna have to trust me, okay?
Just
be a brave girl.
I'm not even supposed to be here.
Charlotte!
It's okay, Grath. Just trying to help the new girl relax.
What are you looking at?
Duff girl, huh?
Fucker.
Karen. Please come up.
I'll say this for you. You've got nerve.
Thank you.
Great. Hop up on this gurney and lie back.
Yes, ma'am. Can I ask you a question?
Now, arms to your side. And do you have anything in your mouth?
No, ma'am. What is,
Lie still, please.
What are you doing?
Okay, this is going to feel a little cold on your temples.
What is that?
It's a conductant, that's all.
What is ECT?
Bite down on this, please, Karen. Give us a second.
What is ECT?
Set.
Give.
The Control Group is a production of How Stuff Works. Written and directed by Brett Wood. Recorded and mixed by Rob Gall.